Blog Talk Radio.
First thing I remember knowing is a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one to change my mind, Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, with the bad I kept on turning till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading I denied, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Dick with North Florida Writer Live, and it's a Wednesday night here in steamy North Florida. We've had some really hot weather. The last few days have been in the mid to upper 90s, and it's been pretty dry, although humid, but no rain. But, you know, that's Florida. This time of year, you never know. And then, of course, we always look forward to the fall and the winter, and that's what brings so many of us down here in the first place. Tonight, we're going to talk about a very difficult subject, and I debated whether or not I wanted to cover it, but I think it's important. You know, Monday we celebrated the 4th of July, the National Independence Day, America's birthday. All of those patriots 240 years ago who put their life and everything they had on the line for the new country, the United States of America. Many were killed. Many lost everything they had, but they were successful in their task. And I thought about that yesterday when something happened that I just thought was pretty sad. And, of course, it had to do with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. James Comey, the FBI director, a man who had a sterling reputation, was thought to be a true follower of the law, the Constitution, and all the statutes that America had in place. And frankly, and this, of course, is my opinion, but I think a lot of people agree with me, he destroyed his reputation in 15 minutes. Let's look at the pictures. First is a picture of Mr. Comey, the FBI director. That picture was taken while he was talking about this very subject. Second is a cartoon of Bill Clinton at Hillary's computer asking if he wanted anything changed in the documentation. It's funny, but it's not funny. It's really sad. Then there's the seal of the Department of Justice. And I find the term justice very sad in this particular instance. I don't know what happened with Mr. Comey, but I suspect he was under a lot of pressure, and he wilted under it. Then there's a statement written with some words about honesty. You know, that's what we expect of our public servants, honesty. We expect that to the end. That's what they're there for, particularly in those special jobs like the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We want to make sure that what they do is honest and correct, not in any way corrupted by whatever might cause that. Then we show the word freedom, and with it is the barbed wire. And the reason I do that is I think that our freedom in America is truly at stake these days. A lot of things are happening that are really kind of scary. So we'll just have to see. But I think we need to watch it very carefully. Then there's the statement to be thankful. To be truthful. That's what's expected of people in places of honor, places that are coveted, places that have the impact on everyone. And it should be the fact for all of us, but particularly for those people that make decisions which impact the country. They're supposed to be honest, and they're supposed to be truthful. And it's so sad when they fall short. Now, I know we're mortal humans, and we make mistakes, but some mistakes are almost beyond the pale, or are beyond the pale. And in this case, I think this is one of those. And then last is the cross, the Bible, and the flag, which represents the ties of America to God and its foundation. We celebrated that foundation, that beginning, on Monday. And it was founded under God. And yet we have people in high places that are trying to tell us that's not so. And they're also trying to tell us that Jesus Christ didn't play a part in America. But yes, he did, because most of the people who came over here were of the Christian belief, and they wanted to be able to worship it in their way, not according to a king or a ruler or a despot. And I don't think we want to allow that in this country either. So we're going to come back in just a moment, and it won't be a long show. I'm going to talk a little bit about Mr. Comey. I've got a little commentary. But before we do, since I started with Mama Tried, and by the way, Merle Haggard's great song, Mama Tried, I opened with that tonight because mamas try to instill honor and integrity and truthfulness in their babies. And I have no doubt that Mr. Comey's mother tried that. I know my mother worked on me, and usually at work, I made a few mistakes. We all do. But I think it's important for us to realize that your parents bring you in the world, and if you have good parents and they try to bring you up the right way, you need to learn from that, and you need to honor that. And that's really what life is all about, because we don't always get that many opportunities to show real courage and real willingness to stand by what we need to stand by. But when we do, we need to stand strong with that. But to lighten things up a little bit before we go further, let's go back to the 1950s and that old show with the Fonz and the Cunninghams. It's very short, but it's the theme to Happy Days. We'll be back in just a minute.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums. Gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
That was a great show, folks. I remember it well, and it was so uplifting and bright. Sometimes I think those were the happy days, and I wonder what happened to them. But here we are now with our commentary for the evening, and as I told you, it won't be very long. It's about James Comey, the FBI director who had a great moment when he could have really displayed some greatness yesterday. You know, folks, moments of true greatness in life for most of us are individual things that generally go unnoticed by all but our family and maybe some of our friends. Yet they establish our reputation, which is left behind after we depart this life. A few of us are given the opportunity to respond to something which gets much notice and carries an impact of great significance to many. Maybe it's a life-saving event, a moment of distinct bravery encouraged by a soldier in combat, or even the making of a very difficult and stressful decision by someone holding high office who is expected to do the right thing. Whatever that moment may be, the response given shows the measure of the man or woman, and that is either something to honor or something which could very well bring shame. Sadly, folks, yesterday, the day after our national birthday, which was a day when we honored and celebrated those great Americans of the past who put everything on the line for freedom, and I do mean everything, their lives, their property, their families, everything. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation disgraced himself by his actions in not recommending the prosecution of Hillary Clinton for serious security violations in the State Department. The director, James Comey, laid out a very compelling case with many components showing how Hillary Clinton violated the nation's trusts and federal statutes regarding the receipt and transmission of classified material on a private computer up to and including top secret documents. It was clear early on as he read off the violations that gross negligence was involved, and that in and of itself was clearly enough to prefer charges against the former Secretary of State. Those same violations, if carried out by one of us, would likely result in a lengthy stay in prison and a total destruction of our professional future and our lives. In this case, it has allowed a terribly flawed person to continue her quest for the highest office of the land, a position for which she clearly should be disqualified. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't care what your political views are. If you look at the facts, if you'll just take the time to do that, there is no question whatsoever. I will tell you from my own experience as a former Army officer that the violations, particularly with top secret documents, by Hillary Clinton, if it had been me, would have probably put me in Leavenworth for 10 years. After Mr. Comey laid out his case in a way that made most of the listening audience expect an indictment to be recommended, he suddenly changed course, just like a lost sailor at sea, and stated that it was his professional opinion that no competent prosecutor would find this compelling case worthy of prosecuting. Really, Mr. Comey? I heard four or five yesterday after the decision was made, men of integrity like Rudy Giuliani, state that they would have prosecuted her with the full extent of the law immediately. But Mr. Comey bring himself to pull the trigger on the case when the moment was there. He had his moment for greatness. And he fell woefully short in dealing with it. You know, there's so many things associated with the Clinton scandal in recent days that no one can be faulted if they smell a rat. And boy, that rat stench is everywhere. First, there was the supposed chance meeting by former President Bill Clinton and Attorney General Lynch on a Denver runway tarmac, a meeting which was blacked out by the FBI. Nobody could get in. So Comey's own men were blocking people from knowing what was going on. Amazing. I mean, it just amazes me. And then there was the sudden interview by the FBI with Hillary over the weekend, complete with a personal one-on-one with her by Comey himself. I wonder what went on there. So I guess when we heard this the other morning, though, that Comey had called a press conference for 11, after we had also learned that Hillary would be campaigning in North Carolina directly with President Obama, we should have known that the fix was in. Folks, this was a complete disgrace for the National Law Institution, which has always been known for its proper enforcement of the law, and it was a personal disgrace for the director, who was previously so highly regarded for his independence and adherence to the law. At the moment when he needed to be resolute and honest, he just punted the ball. In one approximately 15-minute appearance, the man who worked so hard to develop an impeccable reputation completely lost that reputation. It's likely he will never get it back. I don't think he's going to get his followers back. I'm hearing all kinds of words from the FBI that the troops are in disarray tonight, as they rightly should be. I really think he should just now face his own conscience and resign the office. There is no further service for America that this man can be trusted to provide. There is, however, a small silver lining in today's events. In laying out the case against Hillary in such great detail, he has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that all the statements which he has made about the scandal were, in fact, fabricated lies. And if Donald Trump is smart, he'll use the material to make sure that the American voting public fully grasps what that means. Let's hope it will help ensure that another Clinton does not take up residence in the White House. If that happens, the great experiment, which began 240 years ago this week, will come to a sudden and ugly end. It's up to us to keep it alive for those who follow us. And that, folks, is my comment for today. I noticed that I have a listener, and it's my old buddy Mark Collier, so I'm going to put him on and see if he would like to say anything. If he doesn't want to, he can just not respond. But Mark, I'm going to bring you on for a minute. Tell me what you think.
Oh, Jim, I was astonished. I love it. You ought to do more of those. You know, here's the thing.
Well, I'm thinking
you're
about it.
You're absolutely right. Well, you were absolutely right. The man had a moment where he could have stepped up and actually hit a home run. Instead, he foul tipped, and it was caught in the catcher's mitt. He really did have an opportunity to set this straight, you know, prove himself, even if he referred all of this to an independent prosecutor. He could have done that and said, here, we'll allow the system to work its way through. But obviously, politics was involved. Obviously, that meeting with Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch was something was going on. I think the fix was in then. But I don't know. I thought you stated it well, and it's as clear as can be.
Well, that was my intent. I mean, I am personally outraged by so many things today. And we have so many people in high places that have the moment where they can step up to the plate and fight for America, and they remain silent. And what really upsets me, and I didn't want to get into this as a political thing about candidates, but what really gets me the most about it is everybody is dumping on Trump. But yet Trump is, and he's got plenty of faults. Good Lord knows we know that. But let's face it, America, he is the only one that has had the gumption to get up there and bring up some of the major issues that are literally ripping this country apart at the seams and destroying it. And so I don't know where we're headed. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know this. If we don't make a turn back toward what is right and what is good, and usually that means you better have God in your heart, although I guess there are some atheists who are decent people. I'm sure there are. But you need to have something, a spirit, whatever you need, something to make you realize that the way we're going is absolutely wrong, not just for America, but for the entire world. The British took a step in the right direction last week. Now it's America's time. Now it's America's time to speak up. And I think people need to stand up and say, just never Hillary. never Hillary. This woman is unfit to hold any public office. I wouldn't employ her as a cleaning lady in my office because I wouldn't feel that anything in there, if I wasn't there, was safe. And that's horrible to say, but that's the way I feel. So anyway, I started as a simple commentary, but I went into a little rant.
Well, that's okay. Well, you know, okay, I could just see her as a cleaning lady. But what you're getting at is that we have unleashed lawlessness. Not only have we not set the standard at highest office of dignity, honor, and respect, we have kicked all that into the can, garbage can if you want, and now we have people just sort of make it up. Rules are for, you know, little people. Laws are for small folks. Now we have an entire ruling elite led by the Clintons and the Democrat Party, let's call it what it is, and a bunch of rhinos thrown in there to do whatever they want whenever they want because, well, that's we can get away with it. I don't know what the answer is, but I refer to some like a man who was not godly as a Christian, but he certainly had a lot of faith, and that was Gandhi. And he just basically said, when laws become tyrannical and unjust, you must resist them. And civil disobedience is the only way, peacefully, to do this. And sooner or later, these folks will get the message. I don't know, you know, any other way to go about it. There is no way that you can fight this, but you certainly don't have to accept it. And you must resist it. So that's kind of where I am. I know we had spoken about that earlier today, but I just something about this just stinks. It's just as rotten as can be. And now not only everyone in this country, but the world can see it. And
well,
that
Mark,
is
that
truly a sad
rat,
state of
that
affairs
dead rat
in the United States of America. Yep.
Well, it is, and it's really sad. And for the day after the 4th of July, that was just like rubbing salt in the wound because, you know, I thought about that. You know, the 4th of July, what it stands for. And, you know, and, of course, by the way, folks, my friend Mark here made an observation which I really appreciated the other day. I wrote a blog the other day about the 4th of July, and I decided to include the entire Declaration of Independence. Because I think every American needs to sit down periodically and read that document just like the Constitution. Because it tells you really what history is all about. You know, you hear people say, oh, history's only the last 50 years. Well, no, it's not. History is everything that came before us, and it repeats itself over and over again. And so we need to learn from our mistakes. But Mark made the comment to me when I sent him the blog, and he said he thought that every person in America under the age of 30 needed to read that because they don't have a clue. And sadly, that's the case with our education system today. It really is. And that's part of the problem, among many. But anyway, Mark, I hope I didn't put you on the spot by bringing you on, but I thought I would because you always have some good little words of wisdom. And I'm sorry for a little bit of a rant because I was trying to really keep it calm today, but sometimes this is just...
Well, you promised to do that, and you know, I've known you well enough that it just sort of pops out, and that's quite all right because that just makes it more fun. But at any rate, have a good evening, sir. Thank you very much. And folks need to really start to think about who they are, what they are, and where we're going. And that would be my only other ending comment is that, you know, it's time to decide, and we will have that choice here very soon. My friend, you have a great evening.
Might be the last one we get. You too, my friend. Thanks very much.
I
appreciate it.
Knock on wood for me. All right. Take care. Thank you.
I will. Okay. You take care. Okay.
All right. Bye now.
Well, folks, that was a little surprise at the end there, but I'm glad he called in because he always has some good little words of wisdom. But, folks, seriously, we've really got to dig deep inside ourselves, into our souls, and think about what do we really want out of this country? Do we really want tyranny? Do we really want absolute chaos? Is that what we're driving for? Or do we want the greatness of America? The most wonderful country that was ever created on earth. Yeah, we got our faults. Of course we've got our faults, but we're still better than any other place in the world. And don't you forget it. Anyway, that's my show for tonight. I want to remind everybody that if you want to pass it on to someone else, you can always just use the link that you have on your computer, or you can also go to my Blog Talk Radio site. All of my shows are listed there in order from most recent back, and this one will be available to listen to in about 10 minutes after the engineers have a chance to double-check it, make sure everything's in order. But anyway, that site is blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. That's blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live. And I also hope you will take a look at my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. And at the first page at the top, there is a menu item for blog. If you click on that, it will take you to my most recent blog. This is on there. What I just talked about is on there, about James Comey. I wish Mr. Comey well. I hope he sees the light. I hope he sits down and thinks about what he's done. And frankly, I think he needs to ask God's forgiveness, because this has been a pretty big error, pretty major. It might affect our whole life. And anyway, I hope things turn out well for him, because I think he's deep in his heart a decent man. I just think that he caved to the pressure, and that happens so many times. We're going to close out with a beautiful song from a lady from Virginia. I'm an old Virginian. I grew up there in the Old Dominion, the land of Jefferson and Washington and all those great guys. And she, of course, didn't live back then. She lived in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. She died in 1962, surprisingly, in a plane crash. She's a country star from Winchester, Apple Country in Virginia. But I love her music, and it's timeless, and people always love it. So we're going to close out now with Sweet Dreams by Patsy Cline. God bless you, folks. Have a great evening. God bless America. Let's keep her safe and bring her back. And I hope you'll tune in again soon. Bye now.
Of love.